Adam Schefter yesterday reports that there's no deal close for Brandon Ayuk, that there's been no movement with the 49ers, and that there's been no chatter about moving him to the Steelers or the Commanders. And there are reports that the Commanders have been involved more of late, but nothing imminent. And now we're past roster cutdown day. So it's tough to be super optimistic about that. And the Steelers may well be going into the 2024 season with Pickens, Jefferson, Wilson, Austin III, and Miller. And it's really frustrating, man. It's really frustrating. I think you can make a legitimate argument that the Steelers are better, if not the same, at every position on their roster, except for wide receiver. Like, even corner, I think you can weave an argument where Dante Jackson can be better on the outside than Patrick Peterson was last year. Like, I think you can make that argument, especially with the way Dante Jackson reportedly performed in camp. Slot leaves a lot to be desired, but at some point you're going to get Cameron Sutton back. And we've seen unheralded players have success in the slot for the Steelers in the past. Mike Hilton comes immediately to mind. But at wide receiver, they were better last year. George Pickens, Deontay Jackson, Johnson, better, obviously, than George Pickens and Van Jefferson. And that this has been going on for 6 months and they have not addressed it is, I think, a dereliction of duty by Omar Khan and the Steelers front office.
Well, I mean, they thought they had a plan, and the plan didn't take place. Like, I mean, and maybe they didn't think that they had a plan, and they thought that some of those was going to fall in their lap whenever they traded Deontay Johnson. I mean, we've said this 1,000 times. Like, I think they might have messed up in that situation by not waiting and seeing it out, seeing Deontay Johnson with a new quarterback, seeing him with a new receivers coach, seeing him with a new offensive coordinator. You created a hole and didn't fill it. And you thought you were going to fill it, but you thought you were going to fill it alongside of filling another hole with Dante Jackson, getting him back. You put yourself in this situation, and there's nobody else to blame. Like, if they go through this season and the, you know, receivers can't get open and it looks rough, and George Pickens is upset because he's getting double covered. I mean, they have nobody else to blame but themselves. They really don't. And you know, you could win with those guys, as we were saying earlier. If those guys are slotted down one slot, if the guys that are on this roster are slotted down one slot, obviously outside of Pickens, if you move everybody down to, if you move Van Jefferson to three, if you move Scotty Miller to, you know, five, if you Calvin Austin at five, and then, you know, I mean, you've really created this hole, and it's looking like dire straits. It's drying up the potential of you filling that hole.
To the point where I think it's time to panic now.
A little bit.
I think it's time to panic now. When we're talking about on social media yesterday, the discourse being, oh my God, the Steelers missed out on Tim Patrick, who got cut free by the Broncos and signed with the Lions on their practice squad, and people were having a conniption about that, you might not be in a good place with your wide receiver core.
No.
When people are talking about Noah Brown as a potential fix and banging the table for Noah Brown to be in here, you might have a problem at wide receiver. I think Noah Brown's a fine player in this league. He had 500-some yards last year. Yeah, he can be part of your team, and he would probably be an upgrade. He would be an upgrade to this current roster. But when you're talking about Noah Brown and Tim Patrick and Kadarius Toney and Juju Smith-Schuster and Martavis Bryant, who did get cut loose, and you're thinking any and all of those guys would be legitimate upgrades, you might have walked the tightrope too far.
Mm-hmm.
I think it affected their draft plans. When you consider that Alex Highsmith had his contract renegotiated just before the draft, I thought that meant they had something in place. Yeah. I think they thought that they were going to pull the trigger on a deal. And so you go from the draft to now, and you're still waiting on Ayuk, waiting on Ayuk, waiting on Ayuk. We've talked about a staring contest. If it pays off, you win. If not, you missed out on a ton of opportunities, and you screwed the pooch. And I think legitimate quarterback play can lift a wide receiver core, but only so much. You can only do what you can do. Like Russ Wilson 5-10 years ago, okay, give me Van Jefferson.
Yeah.
He'll make something out of him. Now, he'll make him better than Kenny Pickett or Mason Rudolph or Mitch Trubisky would have made him, but you can only polish the you-know-what so much. So they're in a very bad spot here. Oh, no, Tim Patrick.
Like, what are we doing?
Oh, give me Noah Brown.
What are we doing?
Where's Kadarius Toney? Give him a ring. A malcontent that can't catch the football. You said something about Deontay, too, that we really haven't discussed. Even if you always were going to trade him, you didn't need to trade him when you did.
Yeah, you could have waited.
Yeah. Be patient. There's no need to say, first available moment, let's trade this guy. I'd have to look at roster bonus, things of that nature, but you had to do it then. You had to panic trade him. You had to do that. Didn't make much sense at the time. Doesn't make much sense now. Especially when you look back, hindsight being 2020.